Delighted to welcome in Chris Stawaz with American Medical Response. They're the folks that when you have a health emergency or a health problem and you call 911 or the fire and police are there and they call for the ambulance, the EMTs, they're saving lives and they do an important, critical mission, obviously, in our society. And they also, Chris has been tracking for years now these opioid overdose and death numbers in our largest cities. And it's kind of eye-opening when I saw this last report at the end of the week. I think it's also ironic it comes at a time when the president's finally visiting the southwest border. But Chris, please take it away and tell us the latest numbers. It looks like the number of people dying from a fentanyl overdose, unfortunately, is going up, which tells you how potent these drugs are.
Well, good morning, Jack, and thank you, as always, for having me. And you're absolutely correct. In 2022, we saw one of the highest death rates that we've seen really since we started tracking the opioid crisis here in New Hampshire back in 2015. So in Manchester and Nashua last year in 2022, over 120 deaths. Interestingly enough, the number of overdoses in Nashua actually declined 15% from the previous year, but the number of deaths was up over 30%. So clearly telling you that the lethality of the drug that's being used in the synthetic fentanyl is much, much more potent than we've ever seen before. And another disturbing factor is we actually received a notice from the state of New Hampshire Bureau of EMS last week indicating that another new drug called xylazine is being detected in a growing number of overdose deaths. Now, xylazine is a sedative, muscle-relaxant type of drug that's not approved for human use, only in veterinary medicine in the United States. And the scariest part about it is it's not an opioid. So it has Narcan will have no effect on xylazine. And it does the same thing that synthetic fentanyl does. It causes a low heart rate, depresses your respiratory effort, basically puts you to sleep, and stops you from breathing. And so mix that with synthetic fentanyl and some of the other things that are out there, and these drugs just keep getting more and more deadly for people.
And that is something we'd heard about before, more from veterinary, you know, animal type, medication. And how's that kind of getting out? It's obviously found in a legal or an illicit market.
It is. It's a synthetic drug. If you remember several years ago, there was a drug called ketamine, which was extremely deadly. That's totally different from xylazine. Xylazine is not an opioid. Ketamine is, so it was responsive to Narcan. This drug nothing can stop this drug or bring you back or have an antidote to this drug, which makes it even more terrifying.
That's scary. That's scary. So if someone is having an overdose, they're either going to come back on their own, but there's no Narcan, for example, to do the nostril spray.
Well, you know, the Narcan will work on the opioid piece of it, but it will not work on the xylazine.
Wow.
And we, as first responders, we have no way of knowing, what you've consumed. Unfortunately, the only way we can find this out is during autopsy.
Right, because if someone's unconscious or, you know, non-responsive, you can't ask them, what did you take? So fentanyl, though, these numbers you're seeing, it just shows you it's getting, and obviously the people making it don't care. You know, if someone dies from it, they don't care. They're creating an addictive market, but it seems like they're getting even more toxic, more severe in terms of how powerful they are.
They are, and that's the business model of the cartels, unfortunately. There's no safe experience for people that are using illicit drugs. It can kill you the first time, and it does kill people the first time, no question.
And you know, Chris, I'm not saying you're going to, I'm not going to ask you, Chris Stawaz, American Medical Response, if you've seen this, but John Delena, his agency last week, I think it was last week, there was a story, but he said it before in my show, Good Morning New Hampshire, one of the senior DEA administrators or, you know, chiefs in the region or Northeast, that Adderall, which is another medically prescribed behavioral medication largely given to younger people, he said that they're concerned that the cartel is lacing Adderall with fentanyl, and you can't really tell, you know, a bogus prescription because it looks so real from your pharmacy and doctor versus one that's been doctored or spiked.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. There's actually an Adderall shortage in the United States we're hearing about, and people are seeking alternative methods to try and get Adderall, and they're going to the street to get it. And John's right. You know, we collaborate with the DEA and with all other law enforcement agencies in the state and around the region to keep each other informed about what's out there, what we're seeing, what we need to be careful of on our own behalf. And he's right. You can't take anything that's not coming from a pharmacy today and feel that it's going to not harm you. There's absolutely a chance of death by you ingesting something that you're buying on the street, no question.
Before I let you go, Chris, what about your AMR EMTs and police and fire and exposure to this stuff? If it's killing more people, are they taking all those precautions still when they can?
We are. We absolutely are. We always take precautions. You know, you'll see us wear gloves. The gloves are fentanyl proof, but it resists fentanyl. Certainly, we're wearing masks still when we're out in the field dealing with people. So, you know, we take precautions. We watch out for one another. You do see every now and then some very tragic events that occur when somebody will get exposed to it. But, you know, we watch out for ourselves, number one, when we're out there.
Chris Dewaz, thank you so much. American Medical Response. You still also having a recruitment challenge? You get new people in the ranks?
We are, and we're actually getting ready to start another Earn While You Learn program. You can go to AMR.net and look under recruitment if you are interested. We pay you to take an EMT class. We pay you while you're in the class, and we guarantee you employment when you graduate from the class. So it's a great opportunity to get into public safety first response.
Chris Dewaz, thanks for keeping us informed and hopefully safer. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Jack, as always. Appreciate it.